The dark force of time. Give yourself up to time, the voices in my head told me. Abandon yourself to the dark force of time and let it take you where it will. I'd been having what I call rotten egg burps all morning and I didn't know what was wrong with me. They were the really bad kind, the kind that leaves a particularly foul taste in the mouth. Smelly too, although it's only me that smells them, I suppose. The burps are very stinky, however, very unpleasant. I find myself marvelling, and not in a good way, how quickly my life is over. It went in a flash, it really did. I know I'm not dead yet, of course, but I also know that most of my life is over at this point. That's inarguable. It is over before I even get to know what's happening. I still don't know what's happening. Can you believe that? I still haven't caught on yet. And I suspect that time is running out. I know that time is running out. Give yourself up to time, the voices have advised me, and see where it takes you. Well, that's funny advice if you ask me. Not exactly the most helpful type of advice a person could ever receive, I wouldn't have thought. But then again, what do I know? Let time take you where it will. Well, look where it took me. What am I supposed to make of this? Is there something I'm not getting here? Am I missing something? It's probably some kind of stomach bug that I've picked up, some kind of bacterium that produces hydrogen sulfide as part of its metabolism. That's my guess. Are people alive, I wonder? Are human beings real? At times they don't seem very real, you see. At times it all seems like some kind of ridiculous fiction that we're just supposed to believe in. It's like a kind of conspiracy theory. I feel like sticking up a poster in the front window of my house saying, human beings aren't real. Don't buy into the lies. I keep feeling that this is some kind of government plot. They'll be making us wear microchips next. Multiple corporations always warp reality to suit themselves. They warp reality and then we have to live in it. We have to conform to the distortion. There was a lot more badness around in the old days than there is now, however. And the reason for this has to do with the satanic origins of the world, as the teachings tell us. Satan created the world, but then as time goes on, more and more goodness is able to enter the picture to counter the malign influence of the original dark matter that we are all created from. And this is how God saves us. It's a fine line, however. There's always a chance that God will not prevail against the forces that are acting against him. Everything depends on how many humans decide to be saved. Salvation means losing the human form after all, and that's a price some of us are never going to be willing to pay. Each time the universe is created, the outcome hangs in the balance. And this is the way it was always meant to be. Our allegiance to our Lord Satan is being tested, and we are required to betray him. Do illnesses come from God or from Satan, I wonder? Are they part of the test that we have to endure? What is bad in this world is good in the next, so it is said. All thoughts in this world come from Satan, or so we are told. The mind is Satan's instrument, and that is written in the ancient texts. The mind is the seat of his malign power, and we are urged by the scriptures never to forget this. Satan is the prince of this world. How often do we read this in the holy book? Everything has its origin in evil, as we know. But who is to say that redemption still cannot be found against all the odds? Against all the odds. Another day is done now, and as I write these words, I'm painfully aware that I do not know whether I have served God or Satan in my actions. Have I been walking the true path or the false? Perhaps the voices in my head are right after all. Perhaps only time will tell.